confessed to killing a 13-year-old in Florida, went before a judge today. Our Sarah Dorsey reports.
36-year-old David Onstad, a convicted sex offender, and the man law enforcement agents say confessed to strangling and killing 13-year-old Sarah Lundy, appeared via a closed-circuit monitor in a Tampa courtroom today. This is his first appearance for first-degree murder. Judge Walter Heinrich said this is a life-in-prison case and possibly even a death penalty case if the district attorney decides to go that route. Onstad did not address the court today, and the judge says he will remain in jail with no bond. Sarah Dorsey, CNN Radio, Tampa.
He's hanging it up.
I've been doing this for 14 years. I've been a professional athlete for almost 20 years. The body doesn't just keep going and going and going, so my time has come, and there are many, many other things that I need to do in life.
Six-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong today announces after this summer's race he'll quit competitive cycling. Also announcing retirement today, Congressman Henry Hyde. The Illinois Republican says he won't seek re-election after his current term ends in 2006. Hyde first began representing the Chicago area just over 30 years ago in 1974. This is CNN Radio News.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Mitowski?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Jimmy, from One Hour Photo.
Oh, okay.
We miss you and the family down here.
Oh.
Did you lose your camera?
See, we just got an HP printer, the 1315 all-in-one.
Oh, it's an HP all-in-one printer.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to print our pictures at home.
Really?
Yeah, this little thing scans old photos, too.
Oh, it sounds complicated.
Oh, no, it's easy. I can even make color copies, all with one little button.
So that's it. Well, I've got a one button, too. Or do you prefer number two?
I'm hanging up now.
Call 800-616-MY-HP and use our $20 mail-in rebate to bring the cost of the brilliantly simple HP 1315 all-in-one printer from $99 to just $79. Call 800-616-MY-HP today, and you'll also get free shipping and a 100-sheet premium photo paper pack.
Should Delta Airlines be held to the same liquor laws as bar owners? That question is before the Georgia Supreme Court, reports our Ed McCarthy.
The case involved a car accident in March 2001. The victim was hit head-on by a man driving home who was a passenger on a Delta flight and had between 6 and 8 glasses of wine on a flight from Milwaukee to Atlanta. Delta attorney Richard North told the Georgia Supreme Court the lawsuit should only apply to land-based providers.
This is an interstate industry, and just because a flight originates and terminates in the state, it's still interstate in nature.
The attorney for the man who was injured said airlines should be held responsible for the actions of drunk passengers. Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Flights from Israel's international airport have resumed after being grounded after the discovery of polluted fuel that did not meet international standards. And two pilots are safe after ejecting from their F-16 fighter jet in South Carolina on Monday. No word on the crash. This is news from CNN Radio. Monday Night Football will not be airing on ABC beginning with the 2006 season. Parent company Disney announced today ESPN will be carrying the game, says Sports Illustrated's Josh Elliott.
Disney has been, you know, really using ESPN as a cash cow to this point. This is going to give them a lot more leverage in coming cable fee wars with against the likes of Time Warner and Cablevision, I'm sure.
NBC will get the Sunday night games. And former NFL player and coach Sam Mills has died. Pete Callender with WBT Radio in Charlotte reports.
45-year-old linebackers coach Sam Mills died today of intestinal cancer. He survived by his wife and four children. After being told he was too small for the pros, Mills eventually went on to play 12 seasons in the NFL, the last three with the Panthers, where he helped the team win its first trip to the conference title game. Mills was the first Panther player to be inducted into the team's Hall of Fame. The five-time Pro Bowler became a fan favorite, leading the team to erect a statue in his honor. Pete Callender for CNN Radio, Charlotte.
Thanks for having me over.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness, is that a new grandfather clock?
Yeah, doesn't it just complete the room? Tom and I just got it from Hometown Clocks.
Well, I wish Bill and I could afford something like that for our home.
You can. Go to Hometown Clocks. Everything is on sale up to 40% off and more. We got a grandfather clock, a wall clock for the living room, and a mantel clock for Kevin's graduation. Makes a perfect gift. And a high-quality Howard Miller clock from Hometown Clocks is an instant heirloom.
We should get Jamie and Steve a clock as a wedding gift.
Wall clocks in 25, floor clocks in 5.95, only in April and only at Hometown Clocks, 271-5000.
This is Jason, co-owner and head meat cutter at Artemis Specialty Meats and Deli. Earth Day at Artemis means eating foods grown the way Mother Nature intended. Foods that are raised in a sustainable fashion. and it means we are having a sale. From April 22nd through the 24th, receive 10 to 20% off selected organic products. Show Mother Nature you care by eating great-tasting food that's raised with her in mind. Artemis Specialty Meats and Deli, 714 South Whitney Way, and the Heritage Square Mall.
Saturday from 11 to 1, learn about the health benefits of bison and get some great recipes.
Now, Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Had enough Pope smoke? We have some sound tonight that you're going to like. A blurb from the unindicted war criminal and mass killer Henry Kissinger. Yeah, he's still around. Still making pronouncements on various and sundry world events. He had something to say about the possible confirmation of John Bolton as the United States' delegate to the UN. You'll find Kissinger's comment rather
vague, very funny.
And we have the Hammer himself, Tom DeLay. We're going to do this for you in just a couple of minutes. As you know, he was at the NRA convention in Houston over the weekend. You got to hear this guy when he's surrounded by gun nuts. It's just weird. I had a bad feeling that he was just about to wet his pants in listening to this. You'll see in a second. It's truly bizarre stuff. Had enough? Huh? I stumbled downstairs today about 10:30 in the morning to get a cup of coffee that Kathy had so graciously prepared for me, and she's got the kitchen television on, the little one, and there is she's got MSNBC on, and there's some kind of a newscast going on, and down in the corner is a little screen within a screen, and she said, Kathy said, look at that, you know, and I'm squinting. It takes me about half an hour to get my eyes open, and I'm squinting like what? She said, look, it's the Vatican or something. You see up there the smoke. And it was, what was it, black? So I'm looking at, oh my God, Pope coverage. So it's a new Pope coverage. The entire world is Catholic, apparently, at least to the extent that in this country, I guess, I don't know. This gives Pat Buchanan and some of these other Opus Dei Catholics a chance to flap their wings and make sounds like buzzards. The right-wing goofs are making me sick. Are they you? Every time I turn around, have you noticed this? Just bitching and whining, complaining, and doing all kinds of evil stuff to the country, while they continue their frauds and their lies. But the whining, I get so sick of the whining. That's all they can do. Tom DeLay, biggest whiner on the planet. Ann Coulter makes it to the cover of Time magazine, and she doesn't like the photograph. Just because she looks like herself, she doesn't like the photograph. Have you seen that cover yet? Oh, my God. Talk about chicken legs. Jesus, I wouldn't like the photograph either. But that's you, Ann. That's you, baby. You're on the cover of Time. Oh, if you don't like it, eat something. Oh, and 8 or 20 of you sent me the op-ed piece in the LA Times. Some freak out there writing about how Air America radio is going down. Oh, my. Yeah, that'll happen. That, you know who that guy is? He is our number one fan in L.A. This guy, every morning, he gets up with Morning Sedition. He gets naked and sits in front of the radio all day, and he drinks Slim Fast and Sure, and just sits there all day naked and listens to Air America, and then wrote the piece for the L.A. Times. It was great. It was great. I love it. Ah. I just, they crack me up. I just wish they would all shut up. You know what I'm saying? Just sit down and shut up. It's spring. Oh, my God. It's spring, the most voluptuous time of the year. Love is in the air. Okay, sex is in the air, which is just as good, sometimes better. And all we get from these right-wing lunatics is how God wants radical right-wingers on the bench. Don't you guys, you gals, ever just kick back, maybe alter your conscience? I don't care how you do it, your consciousness. You know, with a drink, with a joint, it doesn't make any difference. And then just reach over and touch, you know, touch the person next to you and just kind of stroke and you know, sit out in the sun and listen to the birds. Don't you people ever do that, you right-wingers? Do these people ever take time to play? I don't think so. I don't think so. What a bunch of whiny asses, aren't they? Aren't these right wing? They're just what they just, yeah. Speaking of which, this Wednesday night, Flying Monkey Right night, Wednesday, day after tomorrow, April 20th, in observance of Hitler's birthday. That's right. So if you're a right winger, and you have the courage to call this program, we invite your call on Wednesday. Normally, we like you to just kind of listen to the program and shut up, because you really never have anything to say. But the only rule we're going to have, you must have a topic to discuss Wednesday night when you call in. It can't be where you just call in and do your whining. You know, I'm so sick of your whining. That's all you people do is whine. If you want to discuss a topic from the narrow-minded, geek-infested, right-wing point of view, okay. We're not looking for a generic liberal bashing. You have all sorts of radio programs where you can do that. Alan Combs, Rush Limbaugh, you know, programs like that. Ed Schultz, Sean Hannity, you know, you can call up those programs and do your liberal bashing. So if you have the courage, and I don't think any of you do, but if you do have the courage to call this program Wednesday night and you're a right winger, you must come prepared with a topic. Now, write it down. T-O-P-I-C. I know it sounds like it's got a K on the end of it, but it doesn't. It's a C. Topic. That means you must have an idea. I-D-E-A. Okay? You must have something you want to talk about, like Bush's wonderful plans for the economy, Bush's wonderful plans for the environment, Bush's wonderful plans for global thermonuclear warfare, Bush's wonderful plans for Iran. Something. Okay? Can you do that? Wednesday night, it's your night. We're going to give you the first hour, and if more than two of you call in, we might stretch it. I can't wait. I can't wait. Okay, you're a regular to this program. I know. Nobody's going to call in, but we're making the invitation anyway. And if none of these right-wing goofs call in, maybe what we'll do is just sit here and play Pink Floyd. I don't know. And we're not going to take any calls from knuckle-draggers who just want to say, "Our America sucks! You stink!" You know, you got to have a topic. Because we're going to have our own exterminators sitting in the studios in New York City. And, you know, don't forget, in radio, there's like a three-hour delay. So, you know, nothing you say is going to get on that we don't want to get on. We have to do this, right-wingers, because you all are crazy. You are. You're just absolutely crazy. Just like, what's his name? Tom DeLay out at the NRA. Wasn't that something to see? And almost as good with his psychopath Ted Nugent. Huh? Well, isn't he something, right? Ted Nugent, rock and roll. Yo, rock and roll! Rock and roll! I'm Ted Nugent, man! You show it to me, I'll kill it! Even the crowd got... He scared the NRAers a little bit, standing there with a couple of assault weapons in both hands, talking about, "It's time to kill some of these son of bitches!" You know what I'm saying? Crazy. Crazy. You right-wingers, you're nuts, you're wacko, you're out of your minds. Don't you guys ever just kick back and listen to bird calls? It's spring. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I love spring, boy. I want to go kill something in the spring. Too much sex in the air. I can't do sex. That's why I have this AK-47, damn it.
I just get tired of them. Don't you? All right, we're going to get serious as soon as we come back. Right after this break, stay with us. This is Air America. This is Air America Radio.
I left you grooving. I got you on the beat. I left you broken. But won't you take my place? It's long ago I wandered way out on the cliff with the brilliance of an angel. So Mother America is brandishing her weapons. She keeps you safe and warm by threats and distance.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Vice President Dick Cheney wanted to keep a relatively low profile in President Bush's second term, but that apparently not possible. He has been reanimated.
My non-flamboyant, straightforward style tests well with older voters. Listen up, you old farts. It's our way or the highway. You either play along or we're going to replace your medications with rat poison and kick your walkers out from under you.
It's calming. He's very soothing.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air. And it was good. Once. Planet Check. Planet Check.
We need to put the protection back in the Environmental Protection Agency.
The federal budget plan proposed by President Bush is calling for reduced spending on the environment.
That's Michelle Kramer, interim executive director for the Surfrider Foundation.
The proposed budget for the EPA is some $500 million less than the current budget for the agency.
The bulk of the cuts are coming from states for upgrades for sewage treatment facilities and clean water infrastructure.
This poses a threat to public health.
Take action at surfrider.org.
This administration is demonstrating lip service environmentalism.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
This is my dream diary from last night because I got to bring it into my therapist this week. I'm listening to my iPod while I'm standing online at the multiplex. I'm going to go see Hotel Rwanda because I hear it's fantastic. Just then I hear a familiar voice. Mark, it's the iPod. Damn! Why don't you go see Sahara with Matthew McConaughey, Steve Zahn, and Penelope Cruz? The Portland Oregonian says it's surprisingly entertaining. Tune out. I said, because it looks like such a giant piece of crap, that's why. Then how about Beauty Shop with Queen Latifah and Alicia Silverstone? Variety called it a sunny and sassy comedy. I say, no, no. What's the matter, Mark? Don't you like black people? I say, hey, wait, that's not it. It just looks lame, okay? And I really want to see Hotel Rwanda. Is that not black enough for you? Mark, if you don't go see popular movies, you won't be able to talk to your coworkers about them. Without shared pop culture experiences, you'll be alone. Go see Guess Who with Ashton Kutcher. I say, no, I'm not gonna see Sahara. I'm not going to see Beauty Shop, and I'm not going to see anything with Ashton Kutcher ever. I'm here to see Hotel Rwanda. All right, let it go. The iPod says, Mark, no one's impressed by your alternative tastes. You're just a misfit who can't relate to other people, and you're not getting any younger. I get up to the booth, and the ticket kid says, which movie? Just then, a jolt of electricity starts shooting into my brain, and I'm like, ow! Oh, God! It's excruciating! You know, it's just killing me, and I finally say, all right, Sahara. I want to see Sahara, and give me tickets for the Ashton Kutcher movie later. And the Charlotte Observer says, this Kutcher's most relaxed and sensitive work on film. The electricity stops, and the iPod says, good, Mark. Now order the super combo. That's three jumbo drinks, a garbage bag full of buttered corn, and your choice of delicious candy. Tune out. I woke up, and my bed was filled with gummy worms. You see what I'm saying, man? How's that grab you?
This is Deputy Randy Wiesinger from the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Have you noticed how many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are riding motorcycles these days? There is a safety problem in that motorcycles are smaller and somewhat harder to see. One of the leading causes of motorcycle crashes is the failure to yield right-of-way by other vehicles, often caused by the tendency to underestimate the speed of the oncoming cycles as well as their inherent lack of visibility. With the motorcycle season upon us, the Safe Communities Coalition and the Dane County Sheriff's Office want to remind you to watch for and respect the motorcycles on the road.
The other day, she writes, boasted that they erected special light poles that bow out over the street and planted bunches of trees around a three-block square area that is officially the site. On Friday, it was announced that Debbie and Laura are coming for the dedication. In preparation for a possible visit, the Secret Service has been here for over a week planning, just in case. As soon as they learned he was actually coming, they began removing the light poles, taking out the traffic lights, and taking out all of those trees. My husband said he heard on the radio that they're also sealing the sewer covers. The reason given, our correspondent writes, the reason given is so that sharpshooters don't have things in the way if they have to shoot someone down below. Well, that's right, Diane, like you. Be careful. Don't make any fast moves, sweetheart. Remember what they told the crowd at the inauguration. Don't look at the president. Diane goes on. She says, all traffic around downtown has been closed. The two-level underground garage will be closed. State workers have been instructed to drive out to the fairgrounds to park the cars and be shuttled back downtown to work. The driveway to the hospital, which is close to the downtown area, is closed. Workers, visitors, and likely even sick people have to wander around until they find the proper entry into the hospital. Also, the heliport on top of the hospital has been closed. Jesus, what happens if you get sick? They're critically ill, huh, Diane? Oh, my God, have you had your appendix out, sweetheart? She goes on, interestingly, they've been handing out free tickets for the dedication for a week, apparently, except for showing a valid ID to get tickets. There have been no refusals, but we'll see what happens tomorrow, because all the ticket holders are being instructed to go to a single point where they must go through metal detectors. I'm guessing, Diane writes, that's where the FBI, Secret Service, and other law enforcement folks will start turning away protesters and or questionable people. Now, this is sad. This is the close to Diane's email. And thanks, Diane. It's a very good email. She writes, when Gerald Ford was president, he came to Springfield, and I took my three daughters and some of the neighborhood kids to see him. That's when even us Democrats respected the presidency, even if a Republican was in the job. We assembled in the Lincoln home area, and Ford stood on the front porch of the building speaking to the people. We were not more than 40 or 50 feet away from him. In fact, one of the more aggressive kids in my little group pushed her way all the way to the front. No barricades, no metal detectors, no protesters, no one turned away. Ford was up close and personal and personable. I've spoken with two of my three daughters over the weekend, and both remembered that visit from Ford and compared it to this awful situation with Bush. I wish Bush would stay away from this blue state. Signed, Diane, Pleasant Plains, Illinois. Yeah. George Bush is the most hated man in the world right now, and which almost on the surface of it doesn't seem quite fair, does it? Because the people engineering genocide in different parts of the world should probably be hated more. But Bush is hated because he personifies the genocidal maniac just before he makes a move. He also has given himself a king's right to make war whenever, wherever, and against whomever he damn well pleases. His own people, the vast majority of Americans now, wish he would just quietly go to the ranch and stay there. It's incredible, huh? America's business community is starting to feel the same way. The military is starting to feel the same way. The diplomatic corps, oh, I know, we don't hear about this, you and I, if we only focus on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC, you know, all that nonsense. But if you take a look at real newscasts coming from all sorts of various and sundry sources around the planet, you find out that when Bush goes to a suburb of Springfield, Illinois, the heartland, the by God heartland of America, they have to make preparations as though, as though a Russian or a Soviet premier was coming to Springfield in the 1950s. That's how tight the security is. George W. Bush. Boy, you've done a hell of a job, pal. You've done a great job with this country.
So let me introduce myself. George W. is my name. Washington will never be the same. Now they can call and tell me what to say and what to do. They even help me figure out which.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Crackpots who deny the existence of global warming don't have science on their side. But they do have a lot of money behind them. A new report in Mother Jones magazine shows that many deniers of global warming are funded by one source, ExxonMobil. In recent years, Exxon has funneled $8 million into more than 40 groups that say global warming doesn't exist. For instance, Exxon gave $90,000 to groups run by FoxNews.com columnist Stephen Malloy, who insists global warming is a hoax. And it gave $700,000 to a group which published a paper claiming, quote, global warming could actually save lives, unquote. It may sound like these groups are just blowing hot air, but this is a direct attack on today's best scientific thinking. Thanks to Exxon, we'll all be feeling the heat. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
I want Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Progressive Sound Off with Al Franken here on the Mike 92.1.
So we got a new Republican congressman who's kind of backing off DeLay here.
Tom DeLay's sinking ship took another hit. Colorado Congressman, Republican Tom Tancredo, told reporters yesterday that if DeLay, quote, chose to resign as majority leader until these matters are resolved, that's probably not the worst idea.
I like that's very assertive.
Well, the thing I like about this one is when Chris Shays called on Tom DeLay to resign, he was vilified by the right wing.
Mm-hmm.
And they painted him as a Republican in name only. Mm-hmm. You know, Rush
Rhino.
Limbaugh went after him. Dan mm-hmm. Rohrabacher went after him, called him a jerk. And you can't really do that to Tom Tancredo. I mean, we're talking about a guy who's right.
Oh, really? Okay.
This is the same guy who was the keynote speaker at the kickoff event for the Minuteman Project, the
vigilantes
on the border. Yeah, this is that guy.
Oh.
So, I just want to know how poor Tom DeLay feels knowing a guy ready to defend pistol-waving vigilantes won't even jump to his defense. So I thought that was
that's a new sign. I mean, you had the Wall Street Journal saying he had an odor.
Yes.
And now you have this guy. It's, we want him to twist, don't we? We want him to twist in the wind.
Well, DeLay knows his only hope is to keep the Ethics Committee completely locked up so they don't have the power to look into some of this stuff. And sad news, though, the House of Representatives was given a fresh chance to stand up yesterday for an independent bipartisan ethics committee, and they blew it. DeLay got his political allies to kill a new proposal to end the ethics committee deadlock. But I think his power play might be close to over. Some stories were leaking out that many conservatives expressed real concern over the way that he's played this ethics committee in a partisan manner.
Morning sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
There's this weird mixture of self-defeatism and self-righteousness that comes in liberal packages. it's like, hey, man, this is what's right, but I don't know how we're going to get it done. It's like, dude, it makes so much sense, but there's just no way to facilitate it. So, I don't know. Do you want to get something to eat?
Morning sedition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Climate Check.
Know the code.
LOHAS is an acronym for Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability.
That's Andy Marks, executive producer of LOHAS 9 Forum.
One of the functions of the conference is to bring together business executives who are all looking to tap into this very robust consumer market.
LOHAS is a $227 billion market. Topics will include getting LOHAS into mainstream media and entertainment.
Heart and Soul in Hollywood, which is hosted by Bob Dowling, executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter.
And Daryl Hannah will host a panel on the future of sustainability.
Folks like John Picard, who is an environmental consultant and who has devoted his life really to help companies deal with sustainability as an issue.
The conference is April 25th through the 27th in Marina Del Rey, California. More at
LOHAS.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Esurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at Esurance.com.
Now open wide.
There are some things you just wish would be over. At the IRS, we know doing your taxes is one of them, which is why there's e-file, the fastest, surest way ever to put your taxes behind you. Faster refunds, proof of receipt, accurate and secure. So e-file yourself or ask your tax preparer to do it for you. And put at least one thing you'd really rather not be doing behind you. E-file from the IRS. Consider it done.
In the know, Madison's Progressive Talk, streaming at themike921.com.
Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
And you talk that talk. You knocks me out. Out off my feet.
26 before the hour. So I get an email here from Doppelganger 12. And he or she writes, Dear Mike, I'm not saying anything bad about religious people, but the envelope has been pushed too far. In America, it seems that all religions are in an all-out war. Today, three people tried to convert me, all belonging to different religious groups. This morning, I was approached by a woman who claimed to be, quote, spreading the word of God, end quote. She turned out to be selling the word of God. Also fell victim to a pair of Mormons in the street, and the television told me, quote, give the Catholic Church all of the support you can. End quote, during these times of uncertainty. The religious situation in this country has gotten out of hand. We need to do something before it's too late. Well, I do what? I mean, I agree with you. Don't get me wrong, Doppelganger. I absolutely agree with you. But do what? Huh? Maybe do what Ted Nugent says and keep yourself well-armed and open fire. That's what he's suggesting. Speaking of that, I was out in Houston over the weekend. Hear about this? Tom DeLay was, I don't know if he was a featured speaker, but he was one of the speakers at this convention in Houston. And, of course, he accused liberal Democrats and the media of giving him a hard time. Yeah, he had the keynote speech, as a matter of fact. Now, the liberal media, let's see, who's starting to weigh in against him? The Wall Street Journal editorial page, which is to the right of Hitler, said last month that DeLay has an odor about him. That's what they said. They said, quote, an unsavory whiff that could have GOP loyalists reaching for the political glade if it gets any worse, end quote. Now, that was on the editorial page. That's not news, Tom, the bug man. That's right-wingers like the woman abuser John Fund, whatever the hell his name was, who used to write for him. The Wall Street Journal editorial page is where every right-wing pissant in America hopes someday to have his or her byline. So that's who's coming after you, Tom. Not only the Wall Street Journal. Oh, and by the way, who E.J. Dionne put it this way. To paraphrase John Kennedy, the Wall Street Journal criticizing DeLay is like L'Osservatore Romano, the official Vatican organ, criticizing the Pope. Now, not only that, but the Richmond Times-Dispatch. You know, Richmond, Virginia, Tom? That's even more conservative than East Knuckle Cruncher, Texas, where you're from, right? Richmond, Virginia. Let's see now. At one time, I believe, was that the capital of the Confederacy? Nah, well, whatever. The Richmond Times-Dispatch said last Wednesday, had an editorial headlined, DeLay Must Go. And then it said to break the cycle of sleaze, DeLay must go. So, Tom, NRA speaker, to say that the liberals are after you, I don't think so. Here he is addressing the convention. This is the only comment the spineless bug man made in reference to the many ethics charges and fraud charges against him. I wonder if he was able to whip up any of the unhinged gun nutcases into an anti-judge frenzy while he was at this convention. I bet Justice Kennedy is sleeping with the lights on these nights.
When a man's in trouble are in a good fight, you want all your friends around them, preferably armed. So I feel really good tonight.
Yeah, I bet you do, Tom. I bet you do. You get old Ted Nugent out there and put a couple of AKs in his hands, and hell, you'll be safe, right? Now, here he is again. Hammer time. File this clip in the... It takes a crazy old white man to know a crazy old white man category.
It's just incredible to be here in front of the NRA, the fighters and protectors of freedom.
Ah!
Freedom, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's all about. And I've been in elected office now for 26 years, and this is the highlight of my career.
The hot tub party!
To be the keynote speaker for the NRA's meeting in my hometown, Houston, Texas, a concealed weapons state, by the way, that we're very proud of.
Yeah.
To be here with such good friends. I didn't tell them to do that. And to see Zell Miller again, I tell you what, Zell, we already miss you in Congress. What a great American.
Oh, my God! I've been in elected office for 26 years, and this is the highlight of my career. I don't care. You know that hot tub party with my daughter and the champagne and the lobbyists? That was pretty cool. But this beats even that. Meeting in my hometown of Houston, Texas, a concealed weapons state that we're very proud of. Yeah! And then did you hear the guy out in the audience? I don't know if you heard it. I love Tom! I love Tom! I love Tom! And poor old DeLay, he doesn't know if the guy is gay or what. You know, he goes, ha, 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 I didn't tell him to do that. Ha, ha, ha. Last night when I paid him, I didn't tell him to do that tonight. Ha, ha, ha. And to see Zell Miller again. Zell is still walking around? Oh my God! I thought they put Zell back in his coffin and put the stake back in his heart. No, it didn't happen. I tell you what, Zell, we already miss you in Congress. What a great American! Oh my God! Ah! Ah! Now about 2,500 of these freaks. NRA members paid $75 apiece to hear DeLay's speech. And it says here, and dine on salad with goat cheese and sirloin steak with peppercorn cognac sauce. Many wore speakers that read, I'm for the NRA and Tom DeLay. Jeez. Now, about 200 protesters gathered outside the hotel where this convention of... erectile dysfunction boys were getting together. And many out there who were protesting, according to the Associated Press, said they weren't there about banning guns. They were there about banning DeLay. One protester, a woman, 57-year-old retired school teacher from Missouri City, Texas, said he is an embarrassment to our district. He doesn't represent his district, and it's time for him to do the honorable thing and resign. There's one of them liberals, Tom, by God! Wayne LaPierre, isn't that French? Wayne LaPierre, the NRA's executive vice president, called DeLay the NRA's steadfast ally in Congress. LaPierre, hey, what does that mean? The Peter? Doesn't that? LaPierre, the Peter? Wayne, the Peter. Well, what? Isn't that what it means? You speak French, isn't it? LaPierre? That's French for Peter. Okay, so Wayne the Peter says, his work to preserve our constitutional rights has earned the respect of his colleagues, our 4 million members, and millions of law-abiding gun owners across this nation. Well, Wayne the Peter, let me tell you something, dude. I'm a gun owner, and I hold Tom DeLay in the same accord as I hold cockroach droppings. Do you understand that, Wayne the Peter? That's a weird last name, isn't it? Wayne the Peter. The Richmond Times-Dispatch said flatly last Wednesday, DeLay must go to break the cycle of sleaze. Boy, it's good to be standing here with the gun in my hand and all you arm suckers. Now, if you go to Yahoo News, you see the photo there of Tom DeLay in his tux, holding aloft a flintlock built by the guy standing next to him. The guy standing next to him has a buckskin jacket on and a coonskin cap, and it is someone named Cecil Brooks, a Republican. I guess he's a member of Congress. What is with these people? If all they want is flintlocks, I'm all for it, boys. I'll defend to the death your right to own a flintlock, you freak. It's the street sweepers and the AKs and the fully automatics that I don't like. But hell, you can have 20 flintlocks, you morons. Speaking of morons, Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent, this guy, really, one acid trip too many. One huge, great, big bong of crack too many. Right, Ted? Huh? See, Ted, you can't mix the drugs. You can't be tripping on real good orange sunshine and hit that crack pipe. You can't do it, Ted. If you do, you go crazy just like you are. With an assault weapon in each hand, rocker and gun rights advocate Ted Nugent urged National Rifle Association members to be, quote, hardcore radical extremists, end quote. Remember the Alamo, he said. Shoot 'em!
to show you how radical I am. I want carjackers dead. I want rapists dead. I want monsters, molesters dead. I want burglars dead. I want bad guys dead. No court case, no parole, no early release. I want them dead. Get a gun. And when they attack you, shoot them. Here, give me another hit off that damn pipe. Oh, God, I want to kill things. Oh, let me kill something else here. Bang, bang. Ooh, I love it. I'm Ted Nugent. Here, give me another hit. Damn, I want this stuff coming out my eyes. Oh, Lord.
Had a gun. Nobody'd ever get shot, because everybody'd have a gun.
Makes sense.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? We can go around and shoot things. We can go around.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
As Bill Clinton says, when people vote, Democrats win. Or
well,
when people's votes are
counted.
Counted.
By the way, Clint Curtis, who reported on that whole Tom Feeney episode where he asked for someone to create a program that would steal votes and not leave a trail.
Yeah. Oh, that's
a
yeah.
You know, they kept him that way. Well, I take a lie detector test, if that's true. He's since taken a lie detector test.
Oh, really?
And passed it.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
On February 15, 2001, a commission led by former Senators Gary Hart and Warren Rudman issued its third and final report on national security. The Hart-Rudman report warned that, quote, mass casualty terrorism directed against the U.S. homeland was of serious and growing concern, and said that America was woefully unprepared for a catastrophic domestic terrorist attack, and urged the creation of a new federal agency, a National Homeland Security Agency, with responsibility for planning, coordinating, and integrating various U.S. government activities involved in homeland security. That would include the Customs Service, the Border Patrol, the Coast Guard, and more than a dozen other government departments and agencies. The Hart-Rudman Commission had studied every aspect of national security over a period of years and had come to a unanimous conclusion. Quote, this commission believes that the security of the American homeland from the threats of the new century should be the primary national security mission of the U.S. government. The report generated a great deal of media attention and even a bill in Congress to establish a National Homeland Security Agency. But over at the White House, the Justice Department, and the Pentagon, President Bush, Vice President Cheney, Attorney General Ashcroft, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld decided that the best course of action was not to implement the recommendations of the Hart-Rudman report, but instead to launch a sweeping initiative dubbed Operation Ignore.
Did you know your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car? It's true. The good news is you can help with Energy Star. The EPA urges you to take steps to reduce your home energy bills and make a big difference in the fight against air pollution. Visit EnergyStar.gov.
This is Deputy Randy Wiesinger from the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Have you noticed how many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are riding motorcycles these days? There is a safety problem in that motorcycles are smaller and somewhat harder to see. One of the leading causes of motorcycle crashes is the failure to yield right-of-way by other vehicles, often caused by the tendency to underestimate the speed of the oncoming cycles as well as their inherent lack of visibility. With the motorcycle season upon us, the Safe Communities Coalition and the Dane County Sheriff's Office want to remind you to watch for and respect the motorcycles on the road.
Corby, stepping up to the mic. The mic, stepping it up for me.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1. He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 9 before the hour. Okay, we're having a little discussion here through the email that La Pierre, Pierre is French for rock. Okay, but close enough to say the Peter, because who was it? Was it Jesus that said to the disciple Peter, on you I'm going to build my church, you are the rock? Peter also comes from the same root as petrified, which is something that's turned into rock. Okay, all right. Can we just agree here that LaPierre, Wayne LaPierre, Wayne the Peter, is a little bit funnier than Wayne the Rock, even though the words, both the words, have basically the same etiology.
Do you like that, or is it etiology? Don't use words that you're not familiar with, Malloy.
Well, I've seen that in writing. It has the same root. I like Wayne the Peter, frankly. But Ted Nugent, you know, Ted Nugent, is this guy a piece of work or what? He shows up there with his beard and his cowboy hat, his camo cowboy hat, whatever the hell that is. There's another AP photo. Bunch of the slideshow from Yahoo News. If you go through the slideshow from the NRA convention in Houston over the weekend, it's a real knee slapper. It's a real side splitter. I mean, you just wonder. I've heard, and I don't know this to be true. Okay, so I'm probably just passing on rumors that the male hustlers do the biggest business when the NRA convention is in town. That's what I've heard. Now I know for a fact. Here in Atlanta, when the Southern Baptists are in town, that the female hookers and hustlers, not that there's anything wrong with the sex trade, if that's what you want to do, that's fine with me. It's risky, it's dangerous, but if that's what you want. But the female hookers get an awful lot of business when the Southern Baptist Convention is here in town. Now, I know, because I know one of the most outspoken hookers in America, and that's Dolores French, and that is her name. But, as a matter of fact, she wrote a book. What was her book, Kathy? I forget her book. You wouldn't know her book. What the hell am I asking my wife for? You wouldn't know her book. But in Houston, when the NRA's in town, hey, give me one of them pretty boys. Can you call up the escort service? Do you want a blonde or a brunette or a redhead? I just want me a boy. You know, can you dress him up a little bit like Carlton, Charlton, whatever, however you pronounce that, Heston, old Moses, you know, I miss Moses. Some bitch gone senile on us. Now we're stuck with Ted Nugent, dear God in heaven, and Tom DeLay. Send me one of them boys over here, will you? I'm feeling my vinegar tonight, as we say out there in Oklahoma where I'm from. You know, I've been NRA since God was a teenager, and I'm a deacon in the Baptist church over here. But you know what? When I come to the convention, I got to let my hairs down just a tad. You know, whatever gets you through the night, right? I have no problem with that. You know, sex workers, I love sex workers. I think y'all could find a better business, you know, a little less risky with all these viruses and ugly things going around, creeping and crawling up around where they shouldn't be creeping and crawling. It can really make you sick, you know what I'm saying? On the other hand, this is America. If the NRA conventioneers want a hooker, male, female, or indeterminate gender, fine with me. I ain't got no problem with that. Why would I? Would I? Hair lip? It's the hypocrisy. It's the hypocrisy. But don't you just know that after listening to Tom DeLay and listening to Ted Nugent and listening to these people up there just pounding that penile extension thing that the NRA is all about, let's face it. Come on now, get real. Well, what about you, Mike? You own a gun. Has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that I own a gun. Trust me, that's just to protect my life. But some of these NRA, you know it's true. You know it's true. Come on, you know it's true. This is my rifle. This is my gun. This is for shooting. This is for fun. Right? You know that's true. Oh, my God. They just crack me up. They do. These NRA types, they just crack me up. You old grungy-looking camo-wearing freaks. Why don't you just behave? Be normal. Just for 5 minutes. Just be normal. Just sit down. Vote Democratic. Hug your wife. It's springtime. For heaven's sake, leave them old male hookers alone. They're just going to make you sick. Good God in heaven. Not that there's anything wrong with being a male hooker. Whatever gets you through the night, right? Oh. Look at the former White House correspondent Jeff Gannon. He turned it into just a gravy train or some kind of a train. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Mara Ruzicka deserves the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Unlike Paul Wolfowitz or George Tenet, she shouldn't get it for botching the job in Iraq. No, she ought to receive it for trying damn hard to make America live up to its ideals. But the medal would have to be awarded posthumously, because on Saturday, Marla, an irrepressible 28-year-old from California, was killed by a bomb in Iraq. Mahler, a friend, went to Iraq after the invasion to continue work she had started in Afghanistan. She ran a small group called Civic that monitored the numbers of civilians killed and harmed by American military action. She pushed the U.S. government to provide assistance to these people. Unlike most U.S. officials, Marla knew America, for humanitarian and security reasons, had an obligation to help civilians injured by U.S. forces. To honor her and keep her work alive, please go to civicworldwide.org. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
When you buy an 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum cleaner, you can breathe a lot easier. Hi, I'm David Oreck. My Oreck XL actually cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Our hypoallergenic filtration system traps airborne allergy-producing particles. Other vacuum cleaners actually spew dust back into the air. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day home trial. You also get my canister vacuum free. Call 1-800-989-4200.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
We're locked.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Sometimes when you read the headlines, it can be tough to figure out just exactly what the mainstream media is saying. So as you know, we have the iNews 5000 Wi-Fi headline translator. So let's crank this baby up and feed it some headlines. New Burger King breakfast sandwich has 730 calories. Translation, plot to kill Bill Clinton exposed.
Morning's Edition.
Yay.
From 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
My name is Edward Lee. I am with the Urban League of Greater Madison. The Urban League
serves to improve the social and economic conditions of people of color and the economically disadvantaged in the greater Madison community.
Find out more about your local groups.
To get involved in the Urban League, call us at 251-8550. Visit our website at ulgm.org.
Log on to themike921.com. Click on the Get Involved link and stay active.
I'm Ed Garvey, and I'm on the mic, and if you're not listening, you're out of it.
Streaming online at themike921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Amanda Moyer. Black smoke was seen today in Rome. That means no new pope. Al Christiane Amanpour reports the next pope is going to have to try and appeal to all the world's Catholics.
The question is whether the next pope will be able to meet the needs of all the world's 1.1 billion Catholics. While congregations are growing in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, in North America and Western Europe, they are shrinking. And some there, in fact many, say that they need the church to reflect today's way of life.
The conclave will continue Tuesday. Gas prices are down slightly, but U.S. Energy Information Administration spokesman John Cook says gas prices could go higher or lower. It's just too tough to tell at this point.
We're not out of the woods. You know, it could go either way at this point, and it makes it very tough for the analysts. Some are surprised crude oil hasn't sunk below $50 a barrel, and likewise that wholesale gasoline hasn't come down more than it has.
The average price for a gallon of regular is at $2.24. Convicted sex offender David Onstott is in jail. He's being held without bail after admitting to murdering 13-year-old Sarah Michelle Lundy. The Florida teen's body was found in a pond Saturday. And no bail for a man charged with killing a detective with his officer's own gun. Providence Police Chief Colonel Dean Esserman says Detective James Allen's shift was over, but decided to stay late that evening.
I'm going to have to live with that because I'm the one who asked for us to pull out all the stops on this case.
Esteban Carpio didn't enter a plea today. Still no leads in the case of the missing Pennsylvania prosecutor. Ray Grecar's vehicle was found abandoned, but police say there were no signs of a struggle. Grecar has been missing since Friday. This is CNN Radio News.
Hello, you're on the air with the insurance doctor.
Hi, Doc. I'm dealing with multiple...
Multiple personalities?
No, multiple websites. I'm just trying to get car insurance quotes.
You might go to Progressive.com. They'll give you the Progressive direct rate and, in most cases, the rates of their top competitors. All on one website.
Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com. Think easier. Think Progressive. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
I love old homes and homes with character.
I don't know the terms. I get lost in the process.
Title closings.
Contingency clause.
Who does it? Who do I call? I have no idea.
Making the decision to buy my home, I immediately called a realtor.
To me, the realtor R stands for trust.
If you're looking to buy a home, you need someone with expertise to help you. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
My realtor's my partner.
A message from your local state and national realtor associations.
Federal authorities in Minnesota say it took 9 minutes for Jeff Weiss from start to finish to drive up to Red Lake High School last month and end his shooting rampage. FBI Special Agent Michael Tabman says looking at Weiss' journals and belongings allowed law enforcement officials to realize this was a well-thought-out shooting.
Upon reviewing those journals and his belongings and looking at his activities at the school, we determined that while some of his actions appeared random, his actions at the school were planned.
Weiss fired 45 shots during his rampage at the school. Seven died. In addition to his grandfather and his girlfriend, Weiss then killed himself. A 9-year-old boy in Alcoa, North Carolina, shot and killed his mother, then turned the gun on himself. He left a suicide note in which he apologized for his actions. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 16 points. This is news from CNN Radio. NASA's new administrator says his goals are those of the Bush administration. Complete the space station, retire the space shuttle, and plan for a Mars flight.
Mike Griffin's only been at the job at NASA since Thursday, and he admits he has a lot to learn after being away from the agency in academia and the private sector for a decade. Still, he's pleased the Bush administration has directed NASA to move toward a return to the moon and a mission to Mars.
It's extremely important that we are now on a different path than we have been. So that's why I was very pleased to have been nominated at this time and confirmed at this time.
In his first press conference since taking the job, Griffin says his immediate goal is getting the shuttles flying again within a month or two, then finishing the space station and retiring the shuttles before turning attention to Mars. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Washington.
And if you bought a ticket for $1.86 last weekend, U.S. Airways will honor it. The round-trip tickets were sold to small cities. I'm Amanda Moyer. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
These religious fanatics, they're a cancer in this culture. They're a cancer that is going to pull the country down with them in their simplicity, in their narrow-mindedness, in their fear of progress, in their repression. And they play the role of the victim, which is the most aggressive and hostile position you can take. There's no end to the black hole of the victim stance on things.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic 92.1.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 years of helping kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother Justin,
hello,
hi,
are here to share some stuff we've learned.
With kids, it's not always what you say, but how you say it.
Hey Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay.
Hey Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Yeah.
Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Welcome back. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for tuning in. I guess we've covered the NRA convention now, right? It must have been quite the event with both Tom DeLay and Ted Nugent there. Oh my God! And the thing about Ted Nugent, I don't understand. Ted Nugent is a bow hunter. Why he's also such a gun freak? He's also one of the chicken hawks. You know, when Ted Nugent had a chance to join the military and go kill gooks, you know, he passed. He said, "No, no thanks. I'll stay here and pretend." And you know how I'm using the term gook, don't you? Okay, so don't send me an email. All right. One last thing here, and then we're going to come to your phone calls. Last week, it blew right by me, the 12th of April, to be exact, and Bob Herbert wrote about this in the Times today. The April 12th was the 60th anniversary of the death of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. According to what Herbert wrote, he died of a massive cerebral hemorrhage on the 83rd day of his fourth term as president. And of course, as most of you know, it was during that time then that Republicans wrote the amendment to the Constitution that says 8 years and out, as two terms and out, as far as being a president. They just couldn't stand the fact that America kept voting in a Democrat. Oh well. Herbert writes that more wasn't made of this anniversary is not just a matter of time; it's a measure of the distance the U.S. has traveled from the egalitarian ideals championed by FDR, end quote. And Herbert is right. If you think about where we are today and what the ideals were for this country in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Now, please, once again, I understand. I said the ideals. This country was still a racist, misogynistic, a horrible place for certain elements of our society. Certain strong, responsible, respectable elements of our society. I understand. It wasn't until the 60s. It took a white Southerner, Lyndon Johnson, to start enacting some of these civil rights laws. But Roosevelt was talking about the ideal at the time. And he said that his goal was to make a country in which no one is left out. And I think he meant, I think he was speaking from a gender point of view and from a racial point of view. Who knows? But that kind of thinking, as Bob Herbert wrote in the Times today, has long been consigned to the political dumpster. We're now in the age of Bush, Cheney, and DeLay, small men committed to the concentration of big bucks in the hands of the fortunate few. Yeah. And then Herbert talks about the State of the Union address that Roosevelt delivered from the White House on January 11th, 1944. He was already in declining health at the time. He gave the speech over the radio in the form of a fireside chat. And as Herbert writes, after talking about the war, which was still being fought on two fronts, the president offered what should have been recognized immediately for what it was, nothing less than a blueprint for the future of the United States. It was a clear statement that the nation could have, had they followed Roosevelt's blueprint, the U.S. could have become in the years between the end of World War II and now, something really, really wonderful. But it didn't happen that way, did it, Truth Seeker? Herbert writes, Roosevelt referred to his proposals in that speech as a, quote, a second Bill of Rights under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all, regardless of station, race, or creed, end quote. Right? This is 1944. Now, among those rights, Roosevelt said, are the right to a useful and remunerative job in the industries or shops or farms or mines of the nation. A useful job where you can make a decent living. God, think about that. The next one, the right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation. Kind of shorthand for just a nice middle-class life, right? Roosevelt was proposing these as rights. Oh, the communist bastard, huh? He also said the right of every farmer to raise and sell his products at a return which will give him and his family a decent living. The right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies at home or abroad. Oh, my God. President Roosevelt, you never even envisioned a monstrous aberration like Walmart, did you? The right of every family to a decent home. Now, understand that. Not white families, not middle-class families, not a hovel or a shack, but the right of every family to a decent home. Wow.
Man, that's communism.
The right to adequate medical care and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health. The right to adequate medical care. Roosevelt, 1944, was talking about this, huh? And ever since that time, every single filthy right-wing Republican in the history of this republic has done his or her damnedest to prevent that from happening. Why? I don't know. Money? Oh, I know. That's a quick answer. It's money, Malloy. It's payoff. But the stinking, rotten, underhanded way they do it, huh? So Roosevelt wanted adequate medical care and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health, which includes a good diet, good nutrition, exercise, checkups, right? Huh? The right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment. Protection from those economic fears. No, no, no. George Bush and his thugs are protecting us from Osama bin who? The economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, unemployment. Sounds like Social Security Plus, doesn't it? And look what the bastards are doing now. Defunding Medicaid. Ignoring Medicare, trying to destroy Social Security. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? The right to a good education. Not this no child left behind, claptrap, nonsense, smoke and mirrors, trick, watch the bunny while I pick your pocket. No, the right to a good education. Man. Think about that. As Herbert writes then, The truth is that during the 50s and 60s, the nation made progress toward his wonderfully admirable goals before the momentum of liberal politics slowed with the war in Vietnam and the election of Richard Nixon. It wouldn't be too long, Herbert writes, before Ronald Reagan was, as the historian Robert Dalek put it, attacking Medicare, for example, as, quote, the advance wave of socialism. And Dick Cheney, from a seat in Congress, was giving the thumbs down to Head Start. How can the United States of America produce useless, anti-American, family-hating, country-hating thugs like Bush and Cheney and Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld and DeLay and Frist and the rest of these people? How did we do that? What kind of poison pill was in our education or political system when these thugs were coming up through the ranks? What was it? Did somebody beat their ass every day on the school playground? Is that what turned them into these nasty bully boys? Did their parents spank them too often? Did mommy not breastfeed them? What the hell happened to these people? Did somebody get them, the Cheneys and the Wolfowitzes and the Bushes and the DeLays and the Frists? Did somebody get them when they were little boys, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, and whisper all those nasty racial epithets in their ears? Did somebody say women are no good? What happened to these people? You didn't turn out the way they did. Neither did I. Neither did most of the people you and I know. How did they turn out that way? How did they turn out that way and then get into the position of policymakers in the United States? Dear God in heaven! Which is a joke, but you know what I'm saying. How did it happen?
The shores of me, the reefs of green, through the squalls of
to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
The Al Franken Show. Proving the truth is entertaining.
I met Johnny Cochran on American Airlines from L.A. to New York. And one of the things I love about first class is they serve lobster. So I said to him, well, if you go to sleep, can I have your lobster? And he turned to the flight attendant and he said, if I begin to snore, give Al the claw.
He did. You're making that up.
I am not.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gassing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark. Hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours. So there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff. Everybody grabs onto something. A couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There. It stopped.
All right, so, okay. So now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very slimming. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore?
Oh, yeah, you're married. But you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
The Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Past the hour, I've just got to mention this. There's a new White House ad campaign that is encouraging teen cigarette use by either either unconsciously or using subliminal messages. But it's encouraging teen cigarette use by falsely telling parents that tobacco is far less dangerous to kids than marijuana. Now, I got a press release from the Marijuana Policy Project, and it says, by inaccurately portraying cigarettes as relatively harmless, the White House is condemning thousands of young people to a life of addiction and early death from cancer and emphysema. Now, some of us have lung cancer deaths in our families, right? And some of us, like me, who smoked for years and then quit several years ago, quit absolutely. We still live with the fear, don't we, huh? Because we don't know, and we're not going to know until maybe 10 or 15 years have passed whether or not we escaped with our 30, 40 years of smoking, right? Huh? So it's a dangerous game, and it's murderous. I don't think there is a product on the market that is responsible for more death and illness than cigarettes or its various tobacco products. Snuff. I wish Ted Nugent would do some more snuff. But snuff, cigars, pipes, cigarettes, it's all murderous stuff. Now, you can roll the dice, which is what most of us cigarette smokers did. We just rolled the dice. Well, I'm hooked. I got hooked at 17, and at 27, I knew I should stop, and at 37, I thought seriously about it, and 47, I knew... Blah, blah, blah. You know how the story goes. Until eventually, we realize that this is an addiction. It's not, I can quit any time. That's a lie, and you know it's a lie if you're a smoker. You cannot quit anytime you want. You have to break your ass to quit. It's really difficult. But that's how we rationalize it. That's how we cigarette smokers would rationalize. Hey, you know, I know, but you know what? And then we would cite each other's statistics. We would say things like, okay, 9 out of 10 people that have lung cancer were smokers, but only 1 out of 10 smokers get lung cancer. How's that? Well, I'll tell you what, it's nonsense. Using tobacco products absolutely as they were intended, designed, sold, and marketed, will kill you. And will probably kill people near you. That's the fact. That's reality. I'm not an anti-tobacco a PSA going on here. I figure most people are smart enough and have been exposed to enough information about smoking to know exactly what the risk is. Now, does everyone who smoke get cancer? No. Does everyone have lung cancer? No. There's other kinds of cancers, all kinds of death and disease. Yes, and like you, I know people who lived into their 90s and smoked a pack of unfiltered Luckies a day. So, like I said, you roll the dice. That's all. I'm not here to tell you to quit smoking any more than someone tried to tell me 20, 30 years ago, hey, Mike, you better quit smoking. Okay, yeah, I can quit anytime. All right. Now, having said all that, this new ad started running this week, last week actually, in papers like USA Today and the New York Times, and it claims, here's what it says, quote, quite a few people think that smoking pot is less likely to cause cancer than a regular cigarette. You may even have heard some parents say they'd rather their kids smoked a little pot than get hooked on cigarettes. Wrong, and wrong again. One joint can deliver 4 times as much cancer-causing tar as one cigarette, end quote. Now, that's a lie. That's an absolute lie contradicted by extensive research, including a White House Commission Institute of Medicine report back in 1999, which said, quote, it was titled Marijuana Medicine, Assessing the Science Base. It said marijuana smoke does contain tars. It went on to say there is no conclusive evidence, however, that marijuana causes cancer in humans, including cancers usually related to tobacco use. It went on to say that while multiple studies have confirmed that tobacco smokers have far higher lung cancer rates than non-smokers, no such correlation has been clearly documented among marijuana smokers who don't use cigarettes. In fact, in a 60,000-patient, 10-year study, marijuana smokers who did not smoke cigarettes actually had a lower lung cancer rate than non-smokers. The Institute of Medicine noted that marijuana smokers generally smoke far less than tobacco smokers, and considerable research has now confirmed that marijuana's active components, called cannabinoids, stop cancer cell growth. Now, I am not here to advocate you take anything into your lungs, even this filthy putrid air that most of us have to breathe. Don't smoke anything. If you're going to do marijuana, eat it, bake it, cook it. Don't smoke it, if you're that inclined. But this is a lie.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What if God smoke
is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at readmojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at readmojo.com. Subscribe today at readmojo.com.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721.
Canadian snowbirds have been using AdvoCare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked AdvoCare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They're the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that AdvoCare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling AdvoCare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
The Windsor Court Hotel, the Charleston Place, Amelia Island Plantation, the Renaissance Park 55. Hi, I'm David Orrick. What do all of these luxury hotels have in common? My 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum. Try my Orrick XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Finally, a program and a talk station in Madison that reflects the views of a progressive city, citizens of Madison, right here on the mic.
Madison, you're on the mic, 92.1. Madison's progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine with my progressive point of view. The Bush motto seems to be, if you can't beat terrorism, stop keeping score. Condoleezza Rice, who's been getting all sorts of undeserved praise in the mainstream media these days, just decided to deep six the State Department's annual report on international terrorism, according to Knight Ritter. The report, which has been published annually for the past 20 years, was an ongoing source of embarrassment for the Bush administration. Last year, the report grossly understated the number of actual terrorist attacks, and this allowed the Bush administration to trumpet its so-called progress in the war on terror. But when the facts came out that the number of attacks was actually up, the State Department was forced to publish a revised report. Rather than repeat that embarrassment, and rather than admit that the number of terrorist incidents may be three times higher this year than last, Rice decided just to erase the scoreboard. A former CIA analyst told Knight Ritter that the number of terrorist attacks last year was 625, up from 175 in 2003, and that doesn't even count Iraq. So much for progress. Representative Harry Waxman of California couldn't believe Rice's decision. This is the definitive report on the incidence of terrorism around the world, he said. It should be unthinkable that there would be an effort to withhold it or any of the key data from the public. But the unthinkable is Bush policy. He pledged, remember, to rid the world of terror. He succeeded only in ridding the tally of terror. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
You know, I got an email criticizing me saying I shouldn't be saying anything about Jenna Bush because, you know, presidential kids should be off limits and I'm better than that. And frankly, first of all, I'm not better than that. Jenna's an adult.
You go out of your way to draw attention to yourself, say, like, dancing on a tabletop, yeah, flashing your thong, then you shouldn't complain about the attention.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terrors are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Runs the all-time loser. Headlong to his death.
26 before the hour. So this White House ad campaign, like everything else that this White House does, whether it is the Clear Skies Initiative or the Healthy Forest Initiative or the No Child Left Behind Initiative, and now this anti-marijuana initiative, do you know how many people we have in jail in this country, in prisons, state and federal prisons, for because of their involvement with a weed, for God's sake? Well, it's not a weed anymore. It's a hybrid plant. But it started out, didn't it, as a weed? For their involvement with marijuana, how many people are locked up, huh? It's enough to make you pull out your hair, isn't it, huh? The Marijuana Policy Project, the guy who is the director of government relations for that organization, Steve Fox, said, "As a parent, I'm appalled that the White House is actually telling parents not to worry about a drug that's proven to be both deadly and highly addictive." That would be cigarettes. I'd much rather my kids not smoke anything. But the data is crystal clear that of the two drugs, tobacco is far more carcinogenic and far more addictive, and the message to kids is even worse. The ad says, in effect, if you've already tried marijuana, cigarettes are no big deal because they have one quarter the tar. And as Steve writes, that's one message that could literally kill. And sure, of course, you want more on this, go to marijuanapolicy.org. Marijuanapolicy.org, okay? Just check it out. But every time I hear about something like this, it's just one more instance where you just, don't you just want to scream? Of course, it's been going on in this country since the 30s about marijuana. Oh, my God. You know, how many talk show hosts, I don't know, admit they smoke? I smoked a lot of pot in my day. I've said before, there's probably not a natural drug I haven't done. All of it, the whole thing. And you name it! And some of them not so organic. And to listen to the propaganda, now, granted, on both sides. All right, you know, there's something a little bit too out there for me about people to say that you can find God in peyote. You know, that's just as weird as the people that say if you smoke a joint, your arms will fall off, or you'll start wanting to have sex with tree stumps, or worse, their daughters or their sons. You know, I don't know. All of it is nonsense. These things are there. And including tobacco. You want to roll up some leaf of tobacco and smoke it? Go ahead. But for God's sake, look at the historical data on all of this stuff. That's all. That's all I'm suggesting. Look at the scientific reports on all of it. Whether it's peyote or psilocybin or nicotine and tobacco or marijuana or I don't care what it is, lysergic acid. Just for God's sake, look at the research. Look at the science. We still have science, don't we? And the efforts being made by people who use marijuana, the advocates of people who use marijuana as a palliative medicine, as something to control nausea, something to control pain. You know, the way those people are being attacked, the advocates, as well as the people actually use it. What the hell is going on? Nobody attacks morphine! But a joint? A joint? For God's sake, are we this crazy? Oh, this is such an old topic. I can remember 20 years ago talking about this. And people before me and people before that. Aren't you sick of it? But when you stop and think, about the lies that have been told about this harmless, and I'm going to say harmless drug. Now, I've said it before. If you're a kid and you do anything to alter your consciousness other than meditation or yoga or deep breathing, you're a damn fool. Wait till you're an adult. That's a real simple message. I don't care if it's alcohol, tobacco, mushrooms, reefer. If you're a kid and you know what I mean by that, then for Christ's sake, don't do it. And I laid out why last week. Because your mind is still forming. Your brain is still adding neurons and synapses. For heaven's sake, let it happen naturally. When you become an adult, when that growth has slowed down or ceased, then and when you can make rational decisions on your own, legal rational decisions on your own, go ahead. No, you can't make a legal decision to smoke pot, but you can make a legal decision because you're 21. You know what I'm saying. 18, I don't know what it is in your state. I don't advocate the use of drugs by anybody under the age of whatever. But once you become a fully formed adult to be told, well, if you buy and sell this stuff, you're going to go to jail. What kind of insanity is that? God. And now the White House Office on Drug Policy comes out with these lies. And I know, I'm already getting emails that said, okay, you know, you have Office of Drug Policy, PSAs on some of your affiliates. We have nothing to do with that. Okay, we have nothing to do with that. That's not an Air America decision. That's all I wanted to say about that. It's just disgusting. You know, a kid, somewhere a kid is going to see that and they're going to say, well, you know, my mom and dad have been telling me that, you know, I shouldn't smoke marijuana and now the government is telling me I shouldn't, that it's worse than cigarettes. Well, hell, you know, I'm a rebel. I'm 14. And we're all rebels at 14. All of us, you know that. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to smoke a cigarette. Or six. Or a million. That's the part that, you know, why not tell the truth? And why not parents tell the truth? I can remember when my last kid, before Molly, Chris, who's now 26, we had this discussion when he was 12 and 13, 14 years old, and I just said, look, I know that you and your buddies are going to find some liquor and you're going to drink until you get crazy and puke. I know you're going to do that a few times. I know you're going to find reefer and you're going to smoke it. I know you're going to do it. And I also know you're probably going to find some acid and do it. And let me tell you, here, let me just tell you, bottom line it for you, Chris. For you to do it at your age is all illegal. When they bust you, if they do bust you, I'll come and get you maybe after you've sat in jail for two or three days. Let me tell you about jailhouse rape. Let me tell you what happens in a jail. Let me tell you about not being able to do a, you know, and then I give him a blow-by-blow description about what jail was like. I said, now, you're going to try these things, and there's nothing I can do to stop you. I can sit here and tell you it's bad, and it's illegal, and it's make you sick, and it'll stunt your growth, it'll make your brain cells not function properly, and yada, 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 and you're still going to do it. But if you do it and get behind a wheel of a car or in a car with somebody, say, you're going to die. You're going to die. And you're going to die painfully and horribly. And my heart's going to be broken. Because I want to see you live. So, you know, I had that talk with him. I had that kind of a talk with him. If you're a parent, don't you have that kind of talk with your kid? Now, did he try things? You're damn right he did. I find out now that he's 26 and a fireman. When he and I sit down and talk about a month ago, we were over in South Carolina, and he said, there's a dad, boy, I could tell you some things to make the hair on the back of your neck just stand straight up. And I said, no, you couldn't, I already know. But at least I warned you, and you're not addicted, you don't smoke cigarettes, you're not an alcoholic, and I've never seen you do reefer. So, you made it. I know you tried, I know you experimented, hell, we all do. But you didn't die from it, did you? Thank God! And it'll soon be his turn, because he's getting married in October. And he's going to have kids. You see how this works? You see how this works. But to have the Office of Drug Policy in the White House, this sick, corrupted, degenerate, lying White House, Karl Rove and all these other people talking about, well, you know, smoking a joint is worse than smoking cigarettes. No, it isn't. Smoking cigarettes and getting addicted to nicotine is one of the worst things a young person can do. All right. That's all I have to say. But if you're a parent, you know what it's like. Damn, you know what it's like. You know what you had to go through, right, with your kid? Especially parents of a certain age, and it came up at a certain time in the United States. And you know what we did. We did it all, didn't we? Huh? Didn't we do it all? And how many of us are not still around? Huh? How many friends did you lose in high school because they got behind the wheel of a car in an altered state of consciousness, or were playing with their father's gun when they were also loaded? You know, how many friends did you lose? But you and I made it, didn't we? Now we've got the burden of telling our kids the same story. It never stops, does it, huh? Got to tell them about all this stuff. We also got to tell them that the Republicans will lie to them forever. The Republicans will suck their soul and spirit out and leave them an empty husk. We got to tell them that, too, don't we? This is Air America.
To take a toke, a little smoke, a pop from time to time. For his appetite and his nausea, can you believe that line? Now, I'm the local sheriff, and I believe it's my job to not give in to every whim of the whiny, wimpy mob. Because I've seen what that weed can do. It drives a man insane. And besides, it's good for any man to put up with some pain.
1,000 doctors can't be wrong, except, of course, in this one case. So all you good folks sing along. Let's put them potheads in their place.
They say it helps them ease the pain and keep their breakfast down.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Ooh, I got it.
Okay.
Thor.
You're joking.
What? It's a strong name.
No.
Okay, fine. Another one I have is Caspian.
What, like the sea?
Yeah.
No way.
I need a powerful name for my son.
Your son? Our son. You know what? We've got time. We don't need to decide now.
You're right. Let's at least wait until you're pregnant.
Love has its uncertainties, but looking for love shouldn't. Match.com. So many marriages. So many babies. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and Cuts Fitness for Men, want to help you get cut for a cause.
Are you going to race for a cure? Bike across the state to raise funds and awareness. Do you want to be in great shape so you can help your cause even more this year?
Get cut for a cause. Log on to themike921.com. Tell us why you want to get cut and what your cause is. 10 qualifiers will train at Cuts Fitness for Men.
And our winners will get prizes for themselves and for their cause.
Register today at themike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
People who paid for the drug Lupron could get money from a nationwide settlement about the cost, not the safety of Lupron. There are deadlines to act on your rights, so go to LupronClaims.com. That's LupronClaims.com.
We'll be celebrating a new administration. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malone.
Ten before the hour. Dear God, where are we? Want to do some phone calls? All right, let's do a couple quick before this break. Dino is calling from New Jersey. Dino, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I don't know if you talked about this before, the book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes. Have you seen that one?
Which now?
The Emperor Wears No Clothes by Jack Herrera.
No, I haven't seen it. I'm familiar with the story.
It's a reference to the story, but it's actually about the whole prohibition movement.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's an awesome book. Really opened my eyes up to the whole what happened and how we are not as free as we think we are sometimes with the laws that they passed. And the disinformation campaign that was waged in order to, criminalize the substance. So,
are you aware? And I don't know if the book says this. So much of the criminalizing of recreational drugs—that's the term I use—was based in racial politics. It was a way to keep different racial groups down at a time when there was movement where they decided they didn't want to stay down anymore. Reefer was the drug of choice of some of these racial groups, and then cocaine in the 40s and 50s became the drug of choice of some of these groups. And the criminalization of these natural substances, even though in order to do cocaine, you have to put it through a process, put the coca leaves through a process. But the demonization of these drugs was a racial thing in so many instances. Are you aware of that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I read this from cover to cover, and it goes into great detail.
Oh, they do mention that.
The whole, the roots of the misinformation campaign, basically this one man that was the head of the new, newly created, wasn't called the DEA back then, it was something else.
Right.
This one guy, Anslinger.
Right.
Who was...
Old Harry Anslinger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had to do with, it had to do back then with keeping the Negro in his place.
Of course. And that was just one step they took, and just the ridiculous means that they, and even what they said in the 50s during the whole, McCarthy era,
Right.
They made up these new allegations that completely refuted the old ones, whereas it used to be, we would make you go into violent rages.
Or you become an animal!
No, but now in the 50s, the commies are using it to make you docile.
Right.
And complacent. So, just to get everyone riled up with the Red Scare.
It's
ridiculous.
Oh, sure. I don't know. Marijuana in combination with a weird mind or in combination with other drugs may have an effect. But anybody I've ever known, myself included, whoever smoked marijuana, and if somebody said, "Hey, let's go murder and pillage and do arson," you'd say, "Okay, just a minute, let me just a few more Cheetos and I'll go with you." And next thing you know, you're watching reruns of a Roadrunner, and as far as looting and arson and murder and mayhem, you're just like, "Okay, yeah, like all right, man, later, we'll do it later. Right now, I'm really into the Roadrunner, and can you hand me that bag of Snickers?" Right?
Yeah.
And we all know that that's the truth. Every time I see a report of somebody busted for some horrible murder, and the newspaper account says, "And the killer at the time, the alleged killer at the time, was high on marijuana," I think to myself, "What the hell are you talking about? You don't get high on marijuana. Not most people. I don't know. If it happens one time, I guess then that makes the statement valid. But get high on marijuana and go kill something? If you get high on marijuana, you want to grow things. You want to bring things to life. You want to make love. You want to eat something. You want to play with a cat. You want to, I don't know, go fetch with the dog, right?"
Absolutely.
All right, Dino, thanks, man. I got to leave it there. Thanks for checking
in.
I appreciate your call. That was a thing that just used to knock me out when they would talk about, marijuana. Sure, they're absolutely, they, the authorities, mom and dad, Uncle Louie, whoever it was, they're absolutely right. You become totally amotivational. That's another reason kids shouldn't do it. Not because of something, some threshold you cross when you're 21 or 35, but simply because it makes you amotivational at a time in your life when you should be motivated. How many times have we said on this program, the only energy that's going to save the country, the planet, is youth energy, young people. So, if our young people are sitting around, "Oh, man, this is some good stuff," that's stupid. That's why, that's the main reason I'm so against kids doing drugs. I am just so against it. Would I lock kids up? Hell no. Sit them down and talk to them. Say, "Look, don't do this. We need you. You're our leadership." But the lies that were told on adults, this is back in the day when kids, kids weren't considered, kids aren't going to smoke pot. You know who's going to smoke pot? This married man is going to go to a juke joint where they play that Negro jazz out of the South, and somebody is going to hand him a marijuana cigarette, and he's going to smoke it, and immediately he's going to rip up his paycheck and go home and throw his wife and kids on the street and burn the house down. Oh, dear God, keep him away from that Negro marijuana. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America, back in a flash.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Good news about Aleve. For those with our arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
You can't vote down veterans' benefits and then be an advocate of tax cuts of up to $100 billion and tell the people that you're a good American. It doesn't fly with those who have paid the price.
Well, you can't do it if you're a moral person, but if you're a Republican, you can do it.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut or a firefighter.
I'm going to work the streets, sell some drugs, make some money.
Kids are born with hope, but it can disappear if there's no one there to nurture it. Communities and schools helped almost 1 million children last year stay in school and prepare for life. We've been around for over 25 years and were named one of the 100 nonprofits most likely to save the world by Worth Magazine. Now just think what we could accomplish with your assistance. Call 1-800-CIS-4KIDS.
This is Josh Plessig. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, and I am on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Amanda Moyer. Some good news for those who have been feeling the pinch of high gas prices, our Tim Rory explains.
The national price for regular unleaded dropped 4 cents over the past week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says the national average is $2.24 a gallon. John Felmy of the American Petroleum Institute says it's tough to predict if prices will continue to fall.
It's going to be a function of what happens with the market for crude oil and then what happens with the supply and demand conditions here in the United States.
Truckers also got a break at the pump as the price of diesel fuel fell nearly 6 cents to $2.26 a gallon. Tim Rory, CNN Radio Atlanta.
LexisNexis says it has begun notifying about 280,000 people their personal information could have been accessed by hackers. Last week it said computer files may have been breached after IDs and passwords were stolen. And a shoe chain is saying more than 1 million customer accounts were exposed in a data breach. That's 10 times more than what DSW shoe warehouse officials originally said last month. The 108 store thefts happened in 25 states between November and February. The allegations against John Bolton's management style and judgment are enough to sink his United Nations ambassador nomination. That's the word from the Republican chairman of the Senate committee. The conclave will try again Tuesday to choose a successor to Pope John Paul II. CNN Radio's Vatican analyst John Allen says it takes a while for the cardinals to see who the real favorites are in becoming the next pope.
What begins to happen is cardinals look around at their brother cardinals and they begin to see one or two or three men whom they really could see stepping into the shoes of the fisherman, becoming the next pope. And then consensus begins to emerge.
When a new pope is chosen, white smoke will be seen and church bells will play. Today, white smoke was seen for a brief time, but it was a false alarm. This is CNN Radio News.
Radio is a great example of science at its best. Hi, this is Bob from C. Crane. Radio science is fun and fascinating, and the CC Radio Plus lets you get the most out of all that technology by just turning a dial. We designed the CC Radio Plus to give you the best AM reception of any radio you can find. The CC Radio Plus has a powerful built-in AM antenna and extra fine tuning that helps you lock on a station. The special voice-optimized speaker will make your favorite radio show sound clearer than any radio you've heard in years. Give us a call or visit ccradio.com for the CC Radio Plus.
Give us a call at 800-522-8863 or visit us at ccradio.com. We'll be happy to tell you more about the CC Radio Plus. That number again is 800-522-8863 or go to the web at ccradio.com. The C. Crane Company. Discover something new today.
9 minutes. That's the amount of time it took for Jeff Weiss to drive to Red Lake High School, kill students, and then himself. FBI Special Agent Michael Tabman says after entering the school, he killed 5 students, a teacher, and a security guard before exchanging fire with police.
During that exchange, the officers were not struck.
Weiss was struck three times, once in the lower back area, once in the leg area, and a third time in the right arm.
Police say the shooting rampage lasted just 3 minutes. David Onstad is in a Florida jail and is being held without bail. He's the convicted sex offender who has admitted to killing 13-year-old Sarah Michelle Lundy. He had a prior relationship with her mother. And the man accused of killing a Rhode Island detective while he was being questioned will not get bail. Esteban Carpio allegedly took James Allen's gun and shot him before fleeing out a window. And the Pennsylvania prosecutor, who has been missing since Friday, is still missing. This is news from CNN. A two-time inductee of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be paying dozens of U.S. cities a visit this fall. CNN Radio's John Lawrence.
For the first time in 3 years, Paul McCartney will be touring the U.S. Sir Paul's jaunt starts on September 16th in Miami. Other stops on this tour include Atlanta, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. The former member of the Fab Four will also release a new album later this year. John Lawrence, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
The American Heart Association is recommending parents monitor the weight and eating habits of their toddlers to fend off obesity. The AHA says a child should get an hour of active play each day, along with five fruits and vegetables. Currently, 16% of U.S. children and adolescents are overweight. I'm Amanda Moyer. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Randy Rose, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
I'm a casual person, and I walk around in my bathrobe a lot. They came and they filmed me, and so Matt Drudge actually got to see the HBO special. And today he reviewed it and called me the hero of the movie because I was sitting in my bathrobe braless. This is what he chose to write about today, was my breath.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mic 92.1 and the Mic92.1.com.
Okay.
Look at those numbers.
Woo! Look at those numbers! Yeah! Can you believe we get paid to do this? It's only Monday. It's only Monday.
Excited about what you do? Well, pass it on. As a junior achievement volunteer, you can bring your enthusiasm to the classroom and give a few kids a little something extra to get excited about, their future. Share a little something of yourself. Be a JA volunteer.
For information on how you can get involved, log on to JA.org.
I'm from Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. Online at themic921.com.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. We want to extend the hand of Christian fellowship to conservatives this coming Wednesday night. It is a night when we are going to open up this program to phone calls only from our brothers and sisters on the right. We understand that there's just been a whole lot of misunderstanding and ill feelings between right-wingers and left-wingers, between conservatives and liberals, between Democrats and Republicans. And here on the Malloy program, we want to do our little bit, minuscule though it may be, to heal this terrible rift that is breaking our country in two. So if you're a right-winger and you would like to call in, for God's sake, try to talk in complete sentences. Try to have a topic ready. Get someone to dial the phone for you if you can. Don't come across as the geek that you really are. Try to have an honest, legitimate conversation. Can you do that, booby? Huh? This Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, by the way, it's Hitler's birthday. We figure that would be appropriate for you right-wing thugs. Our little attempt to heal the rift between red state and blue state America. Of course, that's only a state of mind. Now, The only ground rule is you must have a topic to discuss. We don't want you getting on here and getting to self-abuse, if you understand what I'm talking about, okay? No calls from knuckle draggers who just want to say, "Air America sucks!" You got to have a topic. And what we'll do is, we'll carry on conversation with you until at such point that we decide that you are either A, boring, B, a liar, or C, we're just sick of you, okay? So this Wednesday night, just like we have done teenager night, so to speak, although I hate the term teenager, we've done that. This Wednesday night, day after tomorrow, will be Freeper Night. Freeper stands for freerepublic.org. Is that what it is? .com? .goofball? .sucker? I don't know what it is. But it's a website where they have, they have a thread. They try to be like Democratic Underground or one of the legitimate, progressive, sensible websites, and they don't quite make it. It's just a total hate fest, Hey, how many queers we gonna beat up this weekend? it's that sort of thing. So it's just my generic use of the term now, freeper. Somebody who is basically a coward and wants everyone else to go kill for oil so they can drive their SUV. They're basically a hypocrite, but they go to church every Sunday and cheat on their wives or husbands. They're basically anti-union, but they bitch and whine and moan and complain when they see their jobs going out of the country. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, this Wednesday. Now, having said all that, of course, I realize I'm probably scaring them all away. But all that is, you right-wingers, is a challenge. That's my way of taking my glove off and smacking you across your ugly-ass face. Like they did back in the days of honor that Zell Miller was talking about when you could challenge. I want to challenge somebody to a duel. I want to challenge you, Chris Matthews, to a duel because you have insulted me tonight. I am Senator Zell Miller, and I have my second standing right here. Back in the days of yore, that Zell Miller seems to like. He showed. Can you imagine Zell Miller? What did he do? Sneak over to Texas and go into Houston? Hey, can you all let me in? I own a gun. Can I come into the NRA? Because if I'm in, my good friend Tom DeLay will say something nice about me. Nobody talks about me anymore. Y'all just use me like an old $2 whore, didn't you? You used me on the TV, and you used me. Yeah, but now I'm retired, and none of y'all ever pay me no mind. You just used me like an old $2 whore, didn't you? Well, can I get into the convention? Look, here's my ID. I've been a member of the NRA since forever, and maybe Tom DeLay will say something real sweet about me, or maybe that rock and roll person, Ted Nugent. What a pathetic bag of bones this Zell Miller is, isn't he? What a pathetic man. What a sad, pathetic creep. And I used to just think the world of him. I just, back in the 80s, early 80s, I thought, man, Zell Miller, he's a Southern, Robert Kennedy. That's what he reminded me of. Boy, he reached out to folks, black, white, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, man, woman, didn't matter. Coalition builder, yes, sir. I don't know. Went crazy. Just went crazy. All right. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
You planning on talking to yourself Wednesday night?
Well, I'm hoping there'll be, the first time we did the teenager thing, we didn't know how many kids were going to call in, and we were just totally overwhelmed. There's an awful lot of freepers out there who might, want to call in and present their point of view where it concerns the United States of America. We'll see, huh? We'll see.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Where was I?
I'm not sure. At the mall?
Oh, I know what I was going to say. The only reason, you know, they don't want to legalize marijuana or they're talking against marijuana is because the pharmaceuticals haven't figured out a way to, you know, manufacture something, put it in a bottle and sell it at an outrageous profit.
Well, it's also the hemp industry. Hemp can hemp seed, hemp fibers can be used for just about anything that petroleum products can be used for. You know, when you stop and think how many things we use or eat or drink or put in our mouths, like capsules and medicine, whatever, how much of it is petroleum-based? Hell, if you just sit down and eat a piece of cornbread these days, you're eating, assuming that it comes literally from cornmeal, and the corn grew because of petroleum products. So it also, and I left that part out, but it has to do with the petroleum industry that, you know, 60, 70, 80 years ago said, wait a second, you know, whale oil is no longer going to be used. This hemp oil is going to be used. No. We're going to make it petroleum products. So the entire hemp industry is an industry that could have made an awful lot of brought an awful lot of people into the middle class in this country, but
didn't
it was destroyed.
Didn't the original George grow hemp?
George Washington, I think so. I think most of the founding members of this republic were not most. A percentage of them were reefer or smoked reefer or hemp, whatever they called it back then.
No, I mean hemp for the sake of hemp rope.
Well, yeah, growing, yeah, that too, growing hemp as a commercial product. That's my understanding. I'm sure somebody will send me a reference or a link to that. But I also, it's my understanding that Jefferson and a few of the boys understood that certain species of hemp could be rolled into a cigar-like shape and smoked and make you feel good.
Fascinating, ain't it?
It is indeed.
Well, the reason I called, would you believe that the Chicago Tribune had an editorial today about a stain on the house?
They're talking about delay?
Yes, sir.
So the Tribune, the old right-wing McCormick Tribune, has now come out against delay, too?
Yes, sir.
I'll be damned.
And they're even saying a Gallup poll released last week said 38% of Americans approve of the way Congress is handling its job. Well, 54% disapprove, Mr. Speaker.
Hey, hold on a second. Yeah, hold on a second, Marge. Let me do this break and a few commercials, and we'll come back. If you're on hold, stick around. We're going to get your calls. I'm not going to rant and rave in your ear anymore. Stay with us. This is Air America. Anymore tonight. Just kidding. This is Air America.
Anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Crackpots who deny the existence of global warming don't have science on their side. But they do have a lot of money behind them. A new report in Mother Jones Magazine shows that many deniers of global warming are funded by one source, ExxonMobil. In recent years, Exxon has funneled $8 million into more than 40 groups that say global warming doesn't exist. For instance, Exxon gave $90,000 to groups run by FoxNews.com columnist Stephen Malloy, who insists global warming is a hoax. And it gave $700,000 to a group which published a paper claiming, quote, global warming could actually save lives, unquote. It may sound like these groups are just blowing hot air, but this is a direct attack on today's best scientific thinking. Thanks to Exxon, we'll all be feeling the heat. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Vice President Dick Cheney wanted to keep a relatively low profile in President Bush's second term, but that apparently not possible. He has been reanimated.
My non-flamboyant, straightforward style tests well with older voters. Listen up, you old farts. It's our way or the highway. You either play along or we're going to replace your medications with rat poison and kick your walkers out from under you.
It's calming. He's very soothing.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
And the Mike gives us knowledge.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Fly into the sun. Fly into the sun. I'd break up into a million pieces and fly into the sun.
22 past the hour. Back to Marge, who has called in from Indiana. Thanks for holding on, Marge, for the second time tonight. I say that to you. Now, where were we? Tom DeLay and the Chicago Tribune.
Not only that, but they got a line in here about the rules change for the Ethics Committee that they couldn't really blame totally Tom DeLay for that. They had to blame House Speaker Dennis Hastert for letting it happen.
Huh.
I thought, wow, you know, they're coming out from under the covers with this one because it may have been DeLay's idea, but Denny Boy let it happen.
Well, you know, Hastert used to be Tom DeLay's
whipping boy,
cabana boy, his gopher, his and it was Tom DeLay that insisted that when Newt Gingrich was it Newt that got broomed and Dennis Hastert.
Yeah, there's another one there too. I can't think of his name.
Oh, Livingston, that's right.
Yeah.
The guy from Louisiana who had a habit of trying to have sex with every lobbyist, a female lobbyist, that came into his office and, you know, cheated on his wife and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, Livingston, that's right.
Republicans that way.
Yeah, and when Livingston went down in flames, then they came up with Tom DeLay said, well, let's put my Cabana boy in. We'll put Denny Hastert in. And Hastert has been the, you know, he's had the title of Speaker, but the real Speaker of the House is Tom DeLay.
Yeah, well, speaking of youthful indiscretions, it was announced officially today that Henry Hyde is going to retire and not run for another term.
Yeah, he must be in his 90s, isn't he?
Well, the way he shuffles around the White House, I mean, the Capitol Hill, he sort of looks that way.
You know, that's every time I hear his name, you very seldom hear Henry Hyde's name anymore. But boy, didn't we hear it back in the late 90s when he was leading the rule of law. Right. All these moral degenerates from the Republican Party going after Clinton because Clinton had a girlfriend. And then, you know, all this nastiness comes out about Bob Barr and Henry Hyde and Livingston, all these people. Henry Hyde, who as you know, because you're from that general area, you know, had an affair that went on for years, busted up a family, caused the husband almost to commit suicide. Oh, it was just awful. God, I hate these hypocrites, Marge. I just hate them.
I'm all over the map tonight. The other thing is that, two things. This new bankruptcy law that's about to take effect.
Yes.
Somebody was talking about the first bankruptcy law being around the Civil War, and I thought, oh, okay. So I called at my local library, and they put in a Google search in quotations for the first bankruptcy law,
yeah.
And that dates back to 1800. Then in 1803, it was repealed because of, quote, excessive expense and corruption. Well, then there was another one in 1840, and it was repealed about 3 years later for the same reason, excessive expense and corruption. I thought, damn, we got a pattern here. And the one around the Civil War was written because the plantation owners had to give up their slave labor, and they couldn't afford to run their plantations anymore. It's an interesting chronology if you want to check it out.
Oh, my God. Now, what did you... they typed into Google what?
In quotations, first bankruptcy law.
Okay. I'll check that out.
And one last thing. There's a new documentary coming out, and it's not Michael Moore. It's called Enron, the Smartest Guys in the Room. It's supposed to be out this week, limited release, and next week, wide release on the 29th. Yeah, that'd be next week.
Mm-hmm.
And Ebert just flat out said what these people did was a crime, and I said, duh.
Huh.
But it's based on the book by the same name by McLean and Eklund. It's out in paperback now.
What's the title of it again?
Enron, the smartest guys in the room.
The smartest guys in the room, yeah, okay. I have seen that promo someplace. And I like some of the things Roger Ebert's been writing. When he drifts away from movie reviews and writes political columns, he reminds me a little bit of Frank Rich for the New York Times. He is, you know, he's a pretty strong liberal, Roger Ebert.
You know, when he just flat out said it on the air, I thought, well, son of my gun. Here's somebody that, you know, just simply stating a fact.
Yeah.
Truth. That's something these boys in Washington, especially the White House, don't know anything about. They wouldn't know a truth if it came up and bit them on the... Well, anyway.
Well, thanks, Marge.
One last question.
Yes.
Did you get my note on Bubba? Didn't arrive yet.
I may have. If you sent it, I'll get it, kiddo.
Well, I'm being a smart aleck from our last conversation.
Oh.
And I just thought maybe I would get a reaction from you now, but I guess it hasn't gotten there yet.
I'll get it eventually.
Okay.
Thanks, Marge.
Good.
You take care. We'll be back after this break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
So sad. If this were a movie, why I wouldn't believe it. But if this were a movie, I could
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oreck XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oreck XL.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
With around-the-clock coverage of the passing of Terry Schiavo and Pope John Paul, there are a number of interesting stories that seem to have fallen through our national media's cracks. Each story implies another failure in our foreign policy. Taken together, these dismissed reports underscore how the Bush administration has failed us and alienated us from the rest of the world. I'm Lee Rayburn, and let's start with the FBI documents obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request from the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch. Proving the claims made in Fahrenheit 9/11, the FBI flew at least 160 Saudi Arabians out of our country, including relatives of Osama bin Laden and members of the Saudi Arabian royal family, while American airspace was still restricted after the 2001 terrorist attacks. Several Saudis were not interviewed by the FBI, which admitted that they may have let some escape who had relevant information to their investigation. The documents contradict the claims of the September 11th Commission and proves that the White House either lied or was once again criminally negligent. The ACLU has obtained a September 2003 memo, again through a Freedom of Information Act request, signed by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, that gave approval for the torture techniques used against Iraqi prisoners. The memo directly contradicts his statements in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee in May of 2004. He said he had never approved of any torture techniques exposed in Abu Ghraib. The signed memo proves that the head of the U.S. forces in Iraq lied. Our last friend in the so-called Coalition of the Willing is now planning a phased withdrawal from Iraq. British defense chiefs are planning to reduce their military force in Iraq from 9,000 to 3,500. However, keeping their eye on the war on terror, the UK will be sending more troops to the Afghanistan-Pakistan border in order to find Osama bin Laden. This may in part be due to one of the conclusions of the presidential report on WMD, which found that Al-Qaeda, not Iraq, was much closer to developing an unnamed biological weapon than previously thought. If I could choose the national news, these are the stories that would make the headlines. While I wouldn't ignore the obvious obituaries, this information is much more important to me and our country. This is why I'm proud to be a minor part of the media. Maybe in time I can change it.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
You know, there's this weird mixture of self-defeatism and self-righteousness that comes in liberal packages. You know, it's like, you know, hey man, this is what's right, but I don't know how we're going to get it done. You know, I mean, it's like, dude, it makes so much sense, but there's just no way to, you know, facilitate it. So, I don't know. Do you want to get something to eat?
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already? Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow. That's,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
The Mike921.com. Join the open mic to get email updates from Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
About 25 before the hour. I just have two more pieces of sound here I want to share with you tonight. The first one is Chuck Hagel, Republican in Nebraska. He was on Blitzer's program, CNN's Late Edition, yesterday. And there's been some speculation that Chuck Hagel... I love this, you know, all these Republicans. Well, I might vote against John Bolton's nomination if I can find out that he had sex with a child. On the other hand, if he had sex with a child, it was probably, I'm sure there's a good reason for it. So, you know, I don't know yet. So we've got Hagel and a former Secretary of State and mass killer, unindicted murderer Henry Kissinger, who really doesn't have anything to say about it except to, you know, I'm former Secretary of State. You know, his voice still carries some weight. But I want you to hear Hagel here. You know, Blitzer says to him a very simple question. As a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, will you vote to confirm John Bolton as the next U.S. ambassador to the U.N.? And you got to wonder if Hagel will do the sane and reasonable thing and stop this criminal, this thug from, you know, going to the United Nations with the sole purpose of taking the country into the global thermonuclear war. But anyway, listen to Hagel's answer.
At this point, I will, Wolf, but I have been troubled with more and more allegations, revelations coming about his style, his method of operation. We need a uniter. We need a builder. We need someone who will reach out to our friends and our allies at the United Nations. When you think of the people that we have sent up there in the past, people of immense status, the first President Bush, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Adlai Stevenson, these were unifiers and builders, and that's a rare skill set that needs to be applied. So right now, if there's nothing more that comes out, I will vote for Bolton.
What? What? We need a uniter. I'm troubled with the allegations, the revelations coming about his style. We need a uniter. We need someone to reach out. When you think of the people of status, but these are unifiers. That's a rare skill set. Needs to be applied. So right now, though, if there's nothing more that comes out, I will vote for Bolton. Well, what did you... if nothing more comes out... Okay, way to go, Chuck. I guess that'll satisfy the people back in Nebraska who are smarter than you are, right? And who look at Bolton as being the two-bit bully backyard brown shirt or back alley brown shirt neo-Nazi thug that he is, right? Now,
Secretary of State Kissinger. This guy must have terrible gas. Can you imagine being around this guy when he passes one? Huh? You just know from listening to him that this guy would clear a room in about 30 seconds. You know that, don't you? Know that. So here he is. Here's Henry Kissinger on Wolf Blitzer's program yesterday. Kissinger's still got it. This laconic, macabre kind of humor. I've never known if it was intended or not. You know, you can never tell with this guy. But Blitzer asked Kissinger basically the same question: should John Bolton be confirmed by the Senate as the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations?
I signed a letter together with other former Republican secretaries of state urging the Senate to confirm him. I think the president generally should get his nominees, and I think this is one that should be approved and should not be stigmatized by not being approved.
Even though there are all these allegations that he tried to get analysts fired because he disagreed with their assessments?
That's not every aspect of John Bolton. It's something that I'm enthusiastic about.
Oh, my God, Mr. Secretary. We're going to have to clear the building now. Did you have to? Can somebody get some air freshener in here? What did he say? Not every aspect of John Bolton is something I'm enthusiastic about. But he signed a letter with other former Republican secretaries of state urging the Senate to confirm him. And you know that's the truth, right? Every time I see Henry Kissinger, he's just a walking bundle of gas. You know this guy is so dyspeptic, right? I'll bet he just eats Gas X the way you and I would eat Rolaids. The guy just drives me crazy. He should be in prison somewhere. Or you know, turn him over to one of these countries that he assisted in perpetrating genocide or the overthrow of a legitimate, duly elected government. Give him to the people of those countries. Let them put him on trial. Now, we don't have to worry about these countries executing him because hardly any country left on earth except the United States still executes war criminals. Well, maybe war criminals, but the chances are that he would draw a prison sentence for the rest of his ungodly life, where he could sit in his cell and pass gas all day long, and nobody, well, of course, on the other hand, maybe that's why none of these countries track him down, because they'd have to go through a trial, and being in the room with Henry Kissinger longer than 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 10, whatever. You know, when you're as dyspeptic as he is. I think that's one of the reasons his wife is so tall. She, you know, she floats above it.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I've had these problems with digestion all my life. Can I have another pickle, please?
God. All right, moving right along. Where are we here? Roger is calling from Rhode Island. Roger, welcome to the program.
Mr. Malloy.
Hey, Mr. Roger.
I'm pretending I'm following Willie Nelson, not that old fellow.
I know. I get a little out of hand sometimes.
In one of Hitler's few public appearances early in his career, there were some women in the room, and after he left, one of the women said, "Would you please open a window? It stinks in here."
Oh, I know. You know, people like maybe my producer think I'm kidding. Henry Kissinger has a rep of being a real fartler. I mean, he is.
Bratwurst, liverwurst, Hasenpfeffer. Anyhow.
And lots of coffee.
To get back to Willie Nelson and that issue, when my mom and dad met, my dad was recovering from fusel oil blindness, which is caused by Jersey lightning, which was manufactured in automobile radiators,
Oh, you're talking about moonshine.
Yeah, I'm talking about moonshine, Fred.
Right.
Big family joke. And I've been blind twice drinking champagne. Once at Hammersmith Farm in Newport. People around here will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I was so glad when I found Mother Nature's alternative, which is reefer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I managed to give up smoking for 10 years when I was growing in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Continued to grow in the backyard. Went back on tobacco for various reasons. And one day the Air National Guard showed up with their little machine.
Yeah.
And found 17 unsexed plants in my backyard.
Whoops.
So they showed up without a warrant inside my fence. Told me that if I didn't go along with them, the feds would show up and I might lose my house.
Uh-huh.
So I went up to prison. I was losing my fingers at the time. They took all my meds away. They had me up in prison for 4 days, 2.5 days with no attention medically at all. Excessive bail. Then we did the runaround for 9 months. And finally, one day, my public defender says, time to show up. We're going to dispose of your case.
Yeah, don't you love that word?
So I showed up and I said, well, you know, when are we going to go to trial? He says, oh, we're not going to trial. Says, if we do go to trial, the feds will get involved and you will lose your house.
Right.
For 17 unsexed plants. Now, there's your Bill of Rights blown right out of the water. Gone.
Right. Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Where it concerns this war on drugs.
War. That's the word, Mike.
Right.
War. All fair in war.
That's right. And especially the war on marijuana. You know, I don't have much good to say. Let me rephrase it. I have nothing good to say about international drug traffickers.
But I was in my own yard.
Right, exactly. But on the other hand, international drug traffickers, for the most part, are supported by the Bush crime family.
Amen, and pay kickbacks. You don't.
Yeah, sure, kickbacks. Sure. And supported by the CIA and MI5 in Britain, and just about every secret police agency you can think of supports to drug traffic because it gives them lots and lots and lots of untraceable cash. So I have no use for that. But somebody who smokes a reefer or grows it in their backyard?
I built my house. I make paintings. I sailed across the ocean by myself. This, that, and the other thing. But let's get to the macabre very quickly. You know, when you go to prison, they take your belt, your suspenders and all?
Yes.
They left me my shoelaces, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Hoping that I would string myself up. So that they could say, well, you see, we told you.
I hear you. I hear you.
And here's the other, and then I'll let you go because I hear the music.
Yeah, here it comes, quick.
Everybody I talked to said, except one exception, why don't they just legalize it and get it over with?
Yeah. Yeah, that's too sensible. Thanks, Roger. Take it easy, dude. Easy does it. Easy does it.
Can't you smell that smell?
It's Kissinger.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use is directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hey, look, it's not a big deal, but you haven't told me you love me in a while.
What? Of course I have.
Yeah, but only when I say it first. You're never the one who starts
it. I love you.
Well, you can't say it now.
I love you?
Ugh.
It's still too soon.
Never mind.
Look, baby, I love you more than I love myself. I love you more than anything in this world. I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
Love can be exasperating, but finding it shouldn't be. More people have met on Match.com than any other site in the world. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
As Bill Clinton says, when people vote, Democrats win. Or
well,
when people's votes are
counted. By the way, Clint Curtis, who reported on that whole Tom Feeney episode where he asked for someone to create a program that would steal votes and not leave a trail.
Yeah. Oh, that's
a You know, they kept him, well, I take a lie detector test, if that's true. He's since taken a lie detector test.
Oh, really?
And passed it.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
And now,
More of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right.
Bill Clinton's far-reaching plan to eliminate al-Qaeda root and branch was completed only a few weeks before the inauguration of George W. Bush. If it had been implemented then, a former senior Clinton aide told Time, quote, we would be handing the Bush administration a war when they took office. Instead, Clinton and company decided to turn over the plan to the Bush administration to carry out. Clinton trusted Bush to protect America. This proved 9 months later to be a disastrous mistake, perhaps the biggest one Clinton ever made. Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, remembered how little help the previous Bush administration had provided to his team. Believing that the nation's security should transcend political bitterness, Berger arranged 10 briefings for his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and her deputy, Stephen Hadley. Berger made a special point of attending the briefing on terrorism. He told Dr. Rice, quote, I believe that the Bush administration will spend more time on terrorism in general and on al-Qaeda specifically than any other subject. Which brings me to a lie. When Time asked about the conversation, quote, Rice declined to comment but through a spokeswoman said she recalled no briefing at which Berger was present. Perhaps so, Dr. Rice, but might I direct our mutual friends, my listeners, to a certain December 30th, 2001 New York Times article? Perhaps you know the one, Condi. Shall I quote it? Quote, as he prepared to leave office last January, Mr. Berger met with his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and gave her a warning. According to both of them, he said that terrorism, and particularly Mr. bin Laden's brand of it, would consume far more of her time than she had ever imagined.
Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. That's a COPD cough or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Any persistent cough should be checked by your doctor. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org. The American Lung Association, improving life one breath at a time.
From the East Coast, West Coast, and the Heartland, Madison's Progressive Talk is the Mike 92.1.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ten before the hour. Thanks to the crew. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York, who engineered the program for us. David Fizikas, who handles the phone calls. David is going to be earning his paycheck on Wednesday, isn't he, huh? That's Freeper Night. Don't forget. That's when we have all the small-brained people call in, the Republicans. Also, our gang out in the hinterlands, Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark in New York, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks to all of you for what you do for this program. And also, the madcap moderators at MikeMalloy.com on the message board. Thank you. Thank you, boys and girls. The executive producer of this program is Catherine Bay. So don't forget now, Flying Monkey Right, this Flying Monkey Right night. Will you try saying it? This Wednesday night, day after tomorrow, Hitler's birthday, April 20th. It's going to be a night full of red ass fun and frivolity. That's assuming that any of these right-wingers decide to call in. We'll see. We shall see. Alex is calling from New Jersey. Alex, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi there, Mike. It's a real honor to speak to you.
Say, well, oh, my pleasure, sir.
First time I'm actually hearing you past midnight, because they cut you off in New Jersey at midnight. But to the weed thing, is it just me, or do you notice that the ad council things for... don't smoke weed, or just the equivalent as if you were to be drunk and behind the wheel?
I'd rather face a pot smoker on the highway than I would a drunk.
So would I, but, and back to, the only reason I called was, you mentioned about Del Miller. You ever see those skits on SNL with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what he's become. I mean, you're represented by him, and you said, it's like he just went from left to, like, right-wing nut job.
I don't know what happened to him. It's too much living up in the mountains, I guess. He lives up so far in the mountains of North Georgia, right near the North Carolina border. It is so a mountainous up there, they have to bring in the daylight by hoses. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, listen, thanks, Alex. I appreciate you checking in, pal. You have a nice evening. Let me clarify something. You know, I'd rather face somebody driving a car who's not high or low on anything. You know, but just given the choice of facing a drunk or a stoner, I'll take the stoner any day. But my ultimate choice is, you know, leave it alone when you get behind the wheel of a car. For God's sake. Thank you. Torsen, I think that Torsen is calling from Minnesota. Am I saying your name right, Torsen?
Torfin with an F.
Oh, Torfin.
Yep.
Oh, okay, is that Norwegian, Swedish?
Yes.
It is Norwegian. Well, welcome to the program, Torfin.
Well, thank you. I want to say that I got turned on to Air America about 2 weeks ago, and it had just been ecstatic ever since, because it finally found a radio station that not only tells the truth, but it makes sense doing it.
And we have fun doing it too.
Yes, yeah, and it's fun to listen.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you found Air America, and there are programs all day long that are just really worth the time to listen to. I mean that.
In any case, I just wanted to call in to talk about this whole delay thing. I mean, it's absolutely, you know, ridiculous that, you know, there's someone like that representing, you know, us and making and passing laws who clearly doesn't represent anybody but maybe a couple of special interest groups who've been paying for his election.
That's very true.
And this is something I think that where we got to just grab a hold of this issue, just like a bull terrier, and just hold on to it all the way through the next election, because I think this is something where we can get some ground back and hopefully unseat this guy in the next election.
Well, I would think so. You know, it's a crying shame though that the only Republicans that are vulnerable are repeat offenders, serial liars and cheats and sneaks like Tom DeLay. Isn't that a shame that the Republicans can't be defeated on the basis that they are acting against the interests of the American people? Every single Republican, House or Senate. And in order to even come close to defeating them in their home districts, if they are members of the House, is to have a case like Tom DeLay's, where it's instance after instance after instance, where you have the Wall Street Journal saying he has an odor about him, where you have the Chicago Tribune's or the Richmond Times Dispatch saying it's time to end the cycle of sleaze. It has to get so far into the swill and the slime and the gutter with these Republicans before the editorial boards of newspapers that should know better are willing to come out and say this guy has got to go. So yeah, I hope DeLay goes. I hope he's not around till the next election cycle. I hope this rat has to resign his position the same way Jim Wright did when Jim Wright was castigated by Newt Gingrich back in 90 when was it 92 93 94 and what did Wright do? He had a book published and forced some of his constituents to buy copies who otherwise wouldn't have bought it. Ooh, big crime.
Yeah. Well, and the thing with DeLay is he's not even, you know, unique. He's just one example of something that's endemic amongst this administration, this Congress and the Senate. And
yeah.
Something I think we got to grab onto like a bull terrier and just go through it and say, look, we got to, you know, this guy isn't unique.
All right. Well, that's a good idea. Torfin, we have to leave it there. Thanks for checking in, pal. I hope to hear from you again.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, sir. Take care. Have a nice evening. All right, folks. That's it for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night for sure. Take care. All right. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. This is Air America Radio. How about that? This is Air America.
on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Sometimes when you read the headlines, it can be tough to figure out just exactly what the mainstream media is saying. So as you know, we have the iNews 5000 Wi-Fi headline translator. So let's crank this baby up.